This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Adam Schefter is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And you know when Schefter tweets something, it is true. He's the most successful NFL insider in the world. And we're not only going to talk football, he's here to advocate for type 1 diabetes screening awareness. And I'm not certain if you know this, Crowder. I can't remember if we've ever talked about it on the air. Adam Schefter is the hero who rescued our friend Alan Brown.
I
was paralyzed. You remember that story?
Yes. Years ago, Shefty came on with us, and I do a lot with Alan down here charity wise. And I do remember the story.
Yeah. Alan's a very good friend of ours. And Adam, you like Alan Brown dove into the ocean, broke his neck, and was going to drown. And Adam Schefter, who I don't even think was an NFL insider at the time, you were just a beach goer, right? And you saved him.
Well, I was there and I, you know, we all pulled him out of the water, and it was a day that you'll never forget. You'll always remember. It was scary. It's eerie. And as much as I remember it, obviously, you know, Alan remembers, I'm sure, even more about it. And it was an incredible day, and he's an incredible person, and he's an inspiration with his attitude and the way he handles himself on a daily basis. Have great respect and love for him. And, you know, we really didn't even know each other at that time. And we were on a bus ride to this little area, like a little island together. There were probably, if my memory serves me correct, 10, 12 people on the bus. We got out of the bus, went right into the water. And within 5 minutes, his body washed ashore. Like it was in the water, like we pulled him out. And yeah, it was a tough day, but he's an incredible person. And, you know, want nothing but the best for him always.
He does incredible advocacy for paralysis research and with the Reeve Foundation. Yep. And you're with us today, and we're going to talk some NFL, but you're advocating for type 1 diabetes screening awareness. Why are you involved with this, and what should people know?
Well, I appreciate it. We're going to go from Alan Brown to my wife. My wife, Shari, has type 1 diabetes. And I've seen what it's like for her to manage the disease. Just last night, her sugars crashed. She's in bed all night. You know, you're taking care of her. And those kinds of instances where the sugars go low or go way high, they're not uncommon. It happens fairly regularly. And it's why I've partnered with Sanofi to raise awareness around the importance of screening for type 1 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes can't be prevented, but it can be detected early. Screening can give people the time that they need to prepare. And that's why, to me, it's important to make a plan. People can go to the website, screenfortype1.com. That's screenfortype1.com, to learn more about type 1 diabetes. They can talk to their doctor about type 1 diabetes and just tell your doctor you want to be screened for type 1 diabetes, because then you're getting information. And information is how I make my living. And I want everyone to have all the information they can have, because early knowledge is crucial when it comes to your health.
And Chef, is it hard? Because a lot of people, you know, they get scared about that, like what they're going to do. How does this work? Like, what is the screening like, so people can just go and say, you know, is it just a blood test? What is it like?
Well, you go to the doctor and let the doctor handle it, right? You just tell the doctor that you want to be screened, and he knows the steps and the proper protocols to follow from that point on. But again, it's just getting that information early. You know, people want to know about the risk factors, and you know, families want, if anyone in your family has type one, it means that you're 15 times more likely to get it. Your risk could be higher if other family members have certain autoimmune diseases. But it's important to take those first steps to make a plan, to advocate for yourself, for your family, and to talk to your doctor, most of all, about screening.
I mean, you thought you were going to get info from Schefter with us this segment, and look at the info we've already given you. All right, let me ask about Artie Burns, because Artie Burns, he goes down today, first day at camp for the Dolphins, where they're actually doing something physical. And I think I saw you tweet, fear is a torn ACL.
Yeah, that's what they think it is. Now, again, he'll go get a second opinion. He'll get an MRI, and that'll determine it. You hope it brings good news, but it certainly didn't sound that way early on. You saw his reaction in practice, lifted his helmet, threw it to the ground, saw some of the pictures from that incident. And, you know, listen, I hate to hear about any player getting hurt, and I hate it early in camp, like first day out on the field. Terrible. So hopefully the MRI and the second opinion come back and it's not torn, but I don't think there was a lot of optimism going into those tests.
And Schefter, what about the Dolphins? Because that was the secondary. My biggest concern for the Dolphins is the secondary. Like, I'm as a quarterback, I'm not going to see Storm Duck and Kader Kohu on the edges and say, we better run the ball. Like, is that one of the biggest concerns for the Dolphins this year?
Well, I think they weren't real deep in the secondary to begin with, and now, you know, I don't know how much of a factor and difference Artie Burns would or wouldn't have made. Certainly it's beyond more than one person, but they're thin back there. And they've got some questions on defense. Channing, any chance you're coming back here to play? Like, is that possible? Like, could they lure you out of retirement or no?
Schefter, I got a call from a 305 number. It said scam likely, but it might have been the Dolphins calling.
I don't know. Listen, you know, that defense, to me, you're going to improve any defense that you play on, Channing. Like, if you're out there, better defense. So, you know, if they're smart, they will be calling. I don't know that they could pay you enough money to pull you away from all your media ventures to make it worth your while. That's it.
If he did sign a contract with the Dolphins, it is scam likely. You should answer that call.
There you go.
Schefty, I don't know if you heard Tua's comments today regarding Tyreek Hill. He said that the relationship with the team is still a work in progress following Tyreek's comments the very last game of the season. If you did hear them, what do you make of that? And how do you feel that relationship will be going throughout the rest of the season, considering, you know, Tyreek Hill's antics in the past?
I didn't hear the comments, so help me interpret them, being that I didn't hear the full thing. Was he kind of saying that Tyreek damaged his standing within the team by what he said, and that everybody's still trying to get past it now? Is that the implication?
He used the words, this isn't one of those things where you say my bad and it's forgotten.
So what do you guys make of that?
I loved it. I thought it was, I came out of the box today on the show saying that too, like that's a stand up thing to do, because I extrapolate that he has also said that in private to Tyreek, but that to me is leader stuff. Hey, if you want to be an active leading member of this team and a superstar, you can't quit on us in the final game and then say, I didn't really mean it. Like, you got to work for that. You got to work to get back from that. Liked it.
Yeah, listen, I think Tua, that is the way a strong leader would handle. Like, I always think a player, one of us, you never say something publicly that you wouldn't say to a person's face. And I think that's where people and players sometimes get in trouble. I don't know how and why they do it, but they'll say something and, taken out of context, didn't mean it that way. Say whatever you would say directly to a person. So you said, you know, you would think that Tua would have said something to Tyreek. Probably did, right? Because if he didn't say it to Tyreek first and he said it to the media first, then I wouldn't feel as good about his comments.
Agreed.
if he had done it that way.
And Schefty, doesn't that start with the head coach, though? Like, we talk about this leadership thing, and you bring up the Dan Campbells, the Andy Reid's. Like, just go through the Nick Sirianni. You go through the winning coaches. The guys are in damn divisional championships and conference championships every year. And Mike McDaniel doesn't come off like that. And I've asked the question to a number of people, like, can you give me? People bring up Tony Dungy like being a nicer guy, but I don't think that nice guy that, you know, oh, we're all friends in this. I don't know if that works.
You know what works, Jenny? Winning. So when Mike McDaniel was winning early on, nobody cared about how much of a leader he was or wasn't. Nobody cared how quirky he was or wasn't. When you win, everything gets brushed aside or put with a pretty polish on it. As long as you're winning, you can act, do, and say whatever you want. When you don't win, then questions come up about your leadership, about the attitude of the team. Like, that's just how it is. Okay. If they win this year, you're going to laud the head coach for being an out of the box thinker, for being quirky, for being different than all the other head coaches. And if they lose, you're going to say that this is a big problem, that he's not the leader that other coaches are, that he's quick. It's all off winning and losing. Like, you could spin it any way you want, but it's really that simple. Like, when these coaches are winning, everything takes a different perspective.
Part of winning could come down to the backup quarterback situation in Miami. They signed Zach Wilson. It seems to us like it's a bit of a reclamation project for Zach and even for the Miami Dolphins. What would you make of the Dolphins signing Zach Wilson? And if he were to play, do you think, you know, he could still be somebody that could keep the Dolphins in playoff contention, contrary to how we saw last year where it just didn't seem to work with Skylar Thompson and Tim Boyle?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well, the way that I view it is this, that he, in New York, struggled to make it with the Jets. And the Broncos saw somebody that had talent and wanted to go out and acquire him on the cheap. And they did just that. But about a week after they traded for him, they drafted Bo Nix. And Bo Nix seized that job. And so Zach Wilson got a year in Denver, developing on the bench, learning at the feet of Sean Payton. It reminds me of what Sam Darnold did a little bit. He leaves New York with the Jets, goes to, where is it, Carolina second, goes out to San Francisco, learns under Kyle Shanahan, goes to Minnesota, gets a chance, shines, and turns that into a starting job. I'm not telling you that Zach Wilson will do the same thing, but he's got that type of talent. So if they needed him to step in under the tutelage of Mike McDaniel, I think he would have the opportunity to play well. I'm not telling he would, but he would have the opportunity with his talent and that coaching to really play well. Like, I think that they didn't feel great about that position after the season last year, and they felt like they had to upgrade there. And you don't know exactly what you have right now, but I think that the talent is there that they might be able to get something out of it.
I see you looking down at your phone. Do you have another station to do, or do you have other breaking news coming in? Because I got another question or two.
Look, camp, 26 of the 32 teams reported today. I got texts coming in all day long. That's the way it is.
Like, if you get anything good.
No disrespect, now you guys know how my wife feels, okay?
If you get anything good, let us know. Mike McDaniel, is he on the hot seat? Going into year four, there is no playoff win to show for it. Is he on the proverbial, is he on the hottest of hot seats?
So not only are you putting him on the hot seat, but you're putting him on the hottest of hot seats. You know, like, again, I think that these answers to me, you know, July 23rd, I'm not putting anyone on the hot seat because there have been plenty of summers where you're getting ready for the season, you go in and a team plays better than you thought that coach would be on the hot seat. If you make a list, and you can do this every July, of five coaches you think are on the hot seat and five coaches you think are safe, and then take a look at that list at the end of the season, more often than not, that list will be inverted, okay? The guys that you thought were on the hot seat will be safe, and the guys that you thought would be safe will be on the hot seat. And all it comes down, it's a fun question in July, I get it, but all it comes down to this year is winning and losing again. If they win, he's not going to be on the hot seat. If they lose, he is. It is very similar to just about every coach in the National Football League, short of maybe Andy Reid, Mike Tomlin, and the guy that wins the Super Bowl, which just this year happened to be Nick Sirianni. Everybody is coaching for their job on an almost annual basis. It's just the way the league operates.
I'm talking about around the league, Chef D. Did the Browns botch this whole quarterback thing? It just seems dumb to me. You have Flacco, you bring in Kenny Pickett, then you draft Gabriel, then you draft Shedeur Sanders, and now Shedeur Sanders is the number one story on a lot of stations. He's a fifth-round pick. Like, what were they doing? Was it a bad decision? And who's really going to be the quarterback there?
Well, I don't think it's a bad decision, but I don't think it went the way that anybody would have predicted, right? I think that they're operating right now in strength in numbers. And they went out and signed Flacco. They went out and traded for Pickett. Okay, you're not investing a lot in either veteran quarterback. And then the draft rolls around. And obviously, they really liked Dylan Gabriel so much so that they went out and used, was it a third or fourth round draft pick?
Yeah, it was third and Shedeur fifth.
Yeah, third. And then in the fifth round, Shador's still there. Like, okay, you know what? We'll take him. Like, I remember the year that the Washington franchise took Robert Griffin with the second overall pick, and then they had a high grade on Kirk Cousins. So they took him in that particular round, in the fourth round. I can give you other examples of teams that went double quarterback. I don't think the Cleveland Browns went into the draft ever thinking, okay, we're going to take two quarterbacks here. We're going to take this guy we really like in the third round, and we come back in the fifth and take Shedeur Sanders. Like, you know what was amazing about the Shedeur Sanders slide was, I remember on the second night of the draft, I'm getting texts and emails from well-known actors, athletes, musicians, entertainers saying, what the hell is going on with Shedeur Sanders? Like, I'm like, I got this guy texting me in the middle of the draft. Like, holy cow. Like, that's wild. Everybody was curious. So nobody ever had any idea that Shedeur Sanders would wind up going in the fifth round. Although I did have a team tell me on the Monday after the draft, they're like, you know where we had Shedeur Sanders on our board? Exactly where he went, 155th. So some people had him high, some people had him low. He wound up going where he did, and now he's got an opportunity to play up to it or outperform that draft selection, and we'll see.
He was the fascinating draft night story. Is there a fascinating story leading into the season that you're most anxious to find out the answer to? I was telling the guys earlier this week, for me, it's the Pittsburgh Steelers. I am fascinated by what they've done and watch Aaron Rodgers go in there to see what he has left. I'm fascinated to see how the story of the Steelers ends this season. Is there something that fascinates you?
What fascinates me is what happens on a day-to-day basis, because the league is the greatest reality show. I can give you an answer right now that's going to change tomorrow. There could be a different storyline that comes out that all of a sudden we're talking about something we never would have imagined. And that will happen. That will happen. Because that's how this league operates. It goes on like, wait, what just happened? This really, like, I don't know what that's going to be yet, but it's going to happen. And when it does, that'll be the storyline that fascinates me that day until the next one comes along. And then that one will fascinate me. And then they'll play games on Sunday, and then there'll be a storyline that comes out, and then that will fascinate me.
Shefty, you said you had actors, celebrities, athletes, entertainers texting you during the draft. Is there somebody who's ever reached out to you? I mean, you're as plugged in as anybody. You've probably met every massive celebrity there is. But is there anybody who's ever reached out to you via text or called you or tracked you down that you're like, whoa, like this X person, and you were almost like starstruck in a way?
I would say that, you know, one of the great perks of the job is some of the contacts that you are fortunate enough to make. Like, yeah, there's some pretty cool people that reach out every now and then. There was one, I mean, I don't like, yeah, you name the names, all of a sudden it shows up in headlines. And then that
right, you're going to be on TMZ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Adam Schefter constantly tweeted by Beyonce. Yeah.
Not even football related. I'm just saying, like, we
got to get Beyonce to stop badgering me for fancy things, okay?
That's the TMZ headline you don't want. Adam Schefter, we appreciate your time because we know how busy you are. And again, if you can give the website, he is advocating for type 1 diabetes screening awareness, which really is important. And we're glad to do our part. What's the website that people can go to again?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking. Thank you very much. It's screenfortype1.com to learn more about T1D. Talk to your doctor about T1D. Tell them you want to be screened. Screenfortype1.com. And I appreciate you asking that back, guys. Thank you very, very much.
Now, listen, I know you don't like to hear it, but you are a hero because we love Alan Brown. Alan Brown's been a friend of mine for a long time. You're a South Florida hero. A lot of people don't realize it, but Alan Brown knows, and those who know Alan Brown know as well. Yeah. So we always appreciate talking to you, Adam.
Love that guy. Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate having me today.
There you go. Adam Schefter, the world's foremost NFL insider, giving us some tidbits there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.